AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A tornado has plowed through suburban Omaha. Lisa Dwyer has an initial report.
Multiple tornadoes were reported in Nebraska, but the most destructive storm moved from a largely rural area into the suburbs northwest of Omaha. The twister tore for miles along farmland and into subdivisions, demolished homes and businesses. The Weather Service has issued tornado watches across parts of Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Texas. And forecasters are warning that large hail and damaging wind gusts are possible. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Donald Trump's hush money trial has wrapped up for the weekend. Jackie Quinn has the latest developments.
The jury heard some 10 hours of testimony from the former publisher of the National Enquirer. David Pecker admitted to discussing with Trump fixer Michael Cohen a catch-and-kill tabloid scheme, buying sole rights to a damaging story and then never making it public. Trump's longtime executive assistant and Michael Cohen's banker were also questioned by prosecutors. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Colorado judge has sentenced a former paramedic to probation in the death of Elijah McClain. Jeremy Cooper had faced up to 3 years in prison after administering a dose of the sedative ketamine to the 23-year-old black man. An AP-led investigation has found the practice of giving sedatives to people detained by police has spread quietly across the nation over the last 15 years. The strategy, intended to reduce violence and save lives, has resulted in some avoidable deaths. Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills has signed off on a suite of gun safety legislation. It follows the deadliest mass shooting in state history last October, 18 people killed in Lewiston. And the U.S. will provide Ukraine additional Patriot missiles for its air defense systems, part of a massive $6 billion package of additional aid. Earlier, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told allies,
"This is what can and should save lives right now."
This is AP News. Round two of the NFL draft is getting underway in Detroit. Denny Capp's been there for us and reports signal callers highlighted round one.
A record 14 offensive players lead off round one of the 2024 NFL Draft. The Chicago Bears selected Caleb Williams number one as five quarterbacks were selected in the top 10 and six in the top 12 for the first time in draft history. North Carolina's Drake May went three to the Patriots.
Got to know him well. Obviously in the same high school class as Caleb and JJ. Great kids and Trayman Bo Nix, and got to meet Jaden throughout the process. So those guys, shout out to them.
Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. was the first non-quarterback taken at four by the Arizona Cardinals.
That's special. I think, especially with the way the game is going now, it's very offensive dominant. And I think that today's an example of show of that.
Overall, six quarterbacks, three wide receivers, a tight end, and four offensive tackles went off the board before UCLA defensive end Laatu Latu was selected 15th by the Colts. Denny Cow, Detroit.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.